From Tidbits on January 28th, 2013, this is Selling a Mac. What version of Mac OS X can you include? By Adam C. Angst. Tidbits reader Scott Maxwell asked for my advice surrounding selling or giving away an old Mac with regard to the version of Mac OS X installed. In Scott's case, he wanted to give an old MacBook to a relative. Scott didn't remember what the MacBook came with originally, but it's currently running Mac OS X 10.6 Snow Leopard and is compatible with 10.7 Lion, but not 10.8 Mountain Lion. Since Scott's relative wanted to be able to use iCloud, an upgrade from Snow Leopard to Lion was necessary, but Lion is no longer available in the Mac App Store. I'll go through the legalities in a bit, but the simple answer in this case is that you can still buy Lion from Apple, but the process is a bit more involved. How to get OS X 10.7 Lion installed. First, you must call Apple at 1-800-MY-APPLE and work your way through the automated system until you can talk to a representative. After getting frustrated with the first few directions, I pushed 0 and pound a few times till the phone bot threw up its hands and transferred me to a real person. You can then place an order for OS X 10.7 Lion for $19.99, and within 3 business days, Apple will send you the necessary Mac App Store redemption codes via email. To download and install Lion, you must be running 10.6.8, so if your Mac is running 10.5 Leopard or 10.4 Tiger, you may need to drop another $19.99 on Snow Leopard, which Apple still sells on DVD. However, to save the time and expense of upgrading to Snow Leopard just to get Lion, you can try an unsupported method of upgrading from Tiger or Leopard to Lion, explained in Joe Kissel's Take Control of Upgrading to Lion. Follow these steps. 1. Start your Mac normally from your old Tiger or Leopard system. 2. Make sure you're logged in as an administrator. If you're not sure, open the Accounts pane of System Preferences. If the account under which you're currently logged in has the word admin under it, you're good to go. 3. Open Terminal and enter the following line, followed by pressing the return key. That's sudo nano slash system slash library slash core services slash system version dot plist. 4. When prompted, enter your administrator password. 5. Use the arrow keys to move the cursor down to the last string entry, the third from last line. Replace the current version, for example 10.4.11 or 10.5.8, with 10.6.8. 6. Press Ctrl X to quit the text editor, and press Y when asked if you want to save the modified buffer. Then you can quit Terminal. Now you can boot from a volume containing Snow Leopard or Lion and follow the normal steps for an in-place upgrade. When the Lion installer prompts for a destination, select the specially modified volume. As an aside, if you have purchased Lion from the Mac App Store and subsequently upgraded to Mountain Lion, you can still download a copy of Lion from your purchases list. It shows up normally for me, but if it's hidden for you, choose Store, View My Account, and then click View Hidden Purchases and the Unhide button. Once you have it, you can use Recovery Disk Assistant to create an external recovery volume that you can boot from to reinstall Lion. The fine print. So why is all this necessary? Is there really anything wrong with just wiping a Mac you're going to give away and installing a fresh copy of the latest version of OS X it can run? I won't tell anyone if you do, but Apple's legal beagles have anticipated that you might want to do this and have explicitly forbidden it in the software license agreement. To summarize, you can sell or give away a Mac with a version of Mac OS X that came pre-installed on it. If you bought 10.6 Snow Leopard on its own, you can sell that on its own. But if you purchased your license to Lion or Mountain Lion through the Mac App Store, it is not transferable and must be removed before you sell or give the Mac away. And don't think that getting Lion on a USB drive is a workaround. Apple considers it equally as non-transferable as the Mac App Store version. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and I hope this clears up any questions, but honestly, I really won't tell anyone if you include the latest version of OS X.